It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback to throw it back on a Thursday. All brought to you by Stockman's Mercantile in De Leon, Texas. Your hometown stop for Western wear and boutique style for the whole family. Good folks out there. Well, since we have a bad bunny, not just from the halftime at the Super Bowl on Sunday, but a bad bunny going in to the tank for Will It Float today at 8 o'clock for those Tim McGraw tickets. Well, let's talk about a good bunny. And to the year
1976.
And the first ever number one for this rascally Eddie Rabbit.
Show me the door when you close up tonight, cause I'm drinking my baby off of my mind.
You hear that, Michael McDonald? That's how you do falsetto right there. Yes. First ever number one of his illustrious career that was way too short in longevity. Drinking my baby off my mind. The off my mind in parentheses right there. Written by Eddie Rabbit himself and his longtime collaborator and producer Even Stevens, which is one of the greatest names ever, next to maybe Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah.
By the way, Rabbit, he spells it with two T's. And yes, that was actually his name. And Eddie Rabbit, well, when he arrived in Nashville in 1968, he had $1,000 in his back pocket. That's it. And once he pulled up to his new apartment there on 17th Avenue in Music City, his car promptly broke down on him.
Oh,
and
dear.
Then it was several years of hardships and a lot of walking or hitching around for over a year. To support himself, Eddie Rabbit worked as a truck driver, soda jerk, fruit picker, and was ultimately hired as just kind of one of the staff writers at a publishing company. He had a salary of $37 a week. But things started looking up right around 1970. He penned three songs for Elvis. That'll certainly help, especially Kentucky Rain, which was a massive song. By 74, another one of his big songs, Pure Love, ended up being a number one for the great Ronnie Milsap. And then, Eddie, hey, it turns out that guy can sing. Let's get him in a studio. His fourth released song was this one, Drinking My Baby Off My Mind, and it took him to number one for the very first time. He had written this song during a three-day writing spree with Even Stevens, and those efforts also yielded $2 in the jukebox, which was a top fiver for him in early 74 as well. Now, this song was originally done as Eddie Rabbit was a writer, first and foremost, so Johnny Bush actually had the first go at this. Love our Johnny Bush, man. Also gone too soon. That was the B-side, of a Johnny Bush single, Green Snakes on the Ceiling, which you'll hear at Hank FM from time to time. Now, when Eddie got a hold of it, they thought about messing around a little bit with sound effects in the studio, kind of like Pop a Top, but decided it was too corny and just cut it. No, it was good as it was, and it was his first of what would become 17 number one hits for the very good bunny, the great Eddie Rabbit.
Hey, bartender, pop the top.